Okay, Crane Christian Church, it's morning worship. It's time for the sermon. Matthew 22. Got a bunch of stuff up here. We'll see if I use any of this. Matthew 22. And guys, I want to tell you, this, I'm not going to say I hope this is convicting to you, but I'm going to tell you, it has been very convicting to me, this whole scripture, the parable of the wedding feast we covered before Mother's Day, and then we had Mother's Day, but now we're on 22 and 15. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle him in his talk. Does anybody ever get entangled in their talk? We start running our mouth, do we get entangled from time to time? I can tell you I do. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men." We call that the butter up stage. They're getting them buttered up. Okay, that's the distraction stage. That's where they're fixing to move the shell game, okay? And he goes this, he says, "Tell us therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Tell us, what do you think? What do you think about the politics? What do you think about this? What do you think about legalism? What do you think about, and just pick us." And Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites?" Now remember what a hypocrite is, hypocrite. It's a masked person used in a play. So they're playing and they got the mask on of somebody who's really wanting to know something. But that's not what they want. They're wanting to entangle him in the eyes of the people. Does that make sense? And the enemy does not want the very best for you. I can promise you that. Okay. In verse 19, he says, "Show me the tax money." So they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, "Whose image is inscribed in this?" And they said to him, "Caesar's." In other words, they brought him a coin and it had Caesar's picture on it, an image inscribed, okay? And they said to him, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and the things to God, the things that are God's." And when they heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. This scripture always reminds me of two words, okay? And the first one is they are talking about politics. You say, that don't sound right. We say politics, but they're talking about politics. And mostly politics is many, means poly, and ticks are bloodsuckers. And what politics will do is they will, it will overwhelm you. You'll be depressed. You'll be, "Well, that person should have done that. This person. And I remember I've been a part of several elections through the years, guys, and I've never run for anything. I don't have any plans on running for anything. But I want to tell you that I literally was involved in helping some people get a position one time, and they began to talk about the person's wife and begin to talk about them. And the other one began to talk about this person's this and their children and their this. And you think, what does that have to do with the job? Nothing. It's sucking the blood out of people, okay? Now, do I believe in the democratic system? Do I believe it's a good idea? Absolutely, and I'm all for it, and especially when it goes my way. But anyway, but the point being is this. Don't let that be your focus, because there's two kingdoms going on. He just showed you, he said, what's on that dollar bill? On that dollar bill says United States of America, so use that to buy what you need to do. Do that, and vote the way your conscience says, but don't let that be your focus, because we are aliens in this world, but we're not illegal aliens, Okay, but we are aliens. We are from somewhere else. You are chosen, selected, preordained, predestined. We're living in a different kingdom. We're living in the spiritual kingdom of God. You go, what? No, be a good citizen. Pay your light bill. So if I come over, I can be cool and, you know, watch TV. But I'm just saying, so I get something out of your refrigerator, it's not ruined. But the point being is this, guys. I'm not saying get your teepee and move out to the woods unless you want to. But anyway, but the point being is this. Literally, guys, don't let politics run your life. Let the kingdom of God, because that's where we're members of, okay? And don't get me wrong, I'm a card-carrying American veteran, love this country to death, and cry every time they play the national anthem. But the point is that I'm also part of a higher calling. Does that make sense? Okay. And here's the deal. You know, it's interesting. The second word that this scripture always reminds me of, okay, is they said the experts. Do you know what an expert is? An ex, E-X, means has been, okay, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. So it's a has been drip under pressure. It's an expert. Okay, that's who they sent. And you think, I got some paperwork this week from a very important organization, and it's a very big organization that's in charge of this money for all this stuff, and they had this huge title over this grant that was available, this huge title, and it was misspelled on there. And I thought, these are the people I'm trusting to take care of my money? And they can't spell? Okay. Does people make mistakes? Okay. But here's the deal. An expert is just a person who's got a briefcase that's further than 60 miles from their house and they own a tie. Okay. That's another thing we used to say. Okay. So I always bring my briefcase to work. So, okay. Then we go to verse 23. The same day, the Sadducees, who said there's no resurrection, came to him and asked, here's another expert, because they know a little bit more than we do, because they know a truth that you don't know, because there's no resurrection, because they've taken this scripture, it means this, and then you see what I'm saying? And there's a lot of experts out there right now, you know that? And everybody said, look at me, look at me, look at me. I got a phone. I can make a video. Look at me, I'm an expert. Okay. The same day the Sadducees, who said there's no resurrection, came to him and asked him, saying, teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up the offspring for his brother. Now with us, there were seven brothers. The first died after he had married and having no offspring. He left his wife for the brother. And so all of them died. And I'm going to tell you, the first thing I thought is they need to get away from that woman. Because if she went through seven brothers, that's kind of scary itself. So anyway, but the point is, Jesus answered and said, you're mistaken. He's talking, y'all guys are trying to talk about the pros and cons of culottes and should women cut their hair and makeup. I mean, I'll never forget, a friend of mine was going through cancer treatments, and I went to see him. This is 40 years ago. I went to see him, and I walk in, and all she could talk about was she'd been to a funeral, and that woman was wearing paint. Talk about makeup. And, you know, a friend of mine always said, you know, a little bit of paint will help an old barn. You know, I've got a little makeup on my mustache right now. This thing's actually trying to take over my face. I might have to do something. Anyway. But here's the deal. You are mistaken, not knowing the scripture nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like angels of God in heaven. And when you look at that word, what it's talking about is things are on a different plane there. Okay, P-L-A-I-N, not airplane, okay? It's a different plane. Things are different in heaven than they are here. And did you know in the spirit world, remember when Jesus came back, okay, when he rose from the dead, they were in the room, and did he knock on the door? No, he just appeared. And guess what? He didn't do that before he had had his heavenly body, did he? Because things are different. Now, whether, you know, I don't know enough about heaven to talk about it. I know I want to go. I'm absolutely 100% positive of that, okay? And, but if you want to know every detail about, well, what will we be doing this week? You know, we're good. There's a teaching on ruling and reigning in heaven because we have responsibilities, you know, and there's all kind of theories. There's all kind of stuff, but it's going to be good. How's that? It's going to be good. You know what I'm the most excited about? This is, you think this I'm going to, listen, Jesus is going to be there. My Savior, Lord, is going to be there, and I want to be there. To be in his presence without this flesh in between me, without, listen, that's a good thing, okay? Because he is the other. Okay, we'll keep going. All right. So, anyway, but concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. So they were... And when they heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. So he's impressed them twice in the same day, but they're still mad at him, okay? So you know you can impress people and they still mad at you. But here's the deal. And as I looked at this, and I saw this word Sadducees, and they were identified as people who didn't believe in the resurrection. When you go back, I travel all the time. I literally travel all the time. Not... Very, you know, I'm talking about within 100 miles of this right here. So I'm traveling, and you know how many churches I drive by? Think about it. Some of them from the 1800s, some of them from the early 1900s, some of them are shut, some of them are big, some of them, and there's not one of them that don't have a sign out there identifying themselves. Okay? Our identity now is people are willing to fight for it because their identity is their purpose. Your identity is not your purpose. Your identity is not being a Baptist, Assembly of God, a Christian church. Your identity is being a son or daughter of the Most High God. Okay? And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with a sign on the church. That way you know where you're at. I mean, you know, but the point being is this. Let's quit fighting. Okay, and what's happened in this deal is this whole nation is fighting against each other because, you know, I'm this and I'm that, and I'm this, I believe this, I believe that, and I believe this, and we don't have a purpose because God sent us here with a purpose, which was to tell people about him and to redeem this earth, and we're not doing that. We've got to fight amongst ourselves because, you know, I got to prove that I'm a little bit better, a little bit smarter, a little bit whatever than you are. Okay, we got the pro, we got the anti, we got the left, we got the right, we got to do this, we got to do that. And I want to tell you something. We have purposes. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be successful. It's all about my family unit. It's all about beauty. I will never forget, guys, I was studying one time and they used this as an example. And it's a real example because they showed the video. Okay, how body image in this country has literally changed finances. It's literally changed all this stuff. And this guy is talking. He's like a 26-year-old man, and he's talking. He's being interviewed, and they're talking. And this guy looks like he could be a model. He looks like he could be, you know. And he said, "Man, you know, the problem is though, if I just had my calves where I want them." And I ain't talking about the out in the field. I ain't talking about cattle. He was talking about the calves on his legs, and he was going in for to have calf implants into his leg. And you guys are laughing, and it made me cry because I thought we've reached a point in this world. I mean, it's not like he had like a medical condition, you know what I'm saying, where you need to be able to walk or whatever. And I'm not making fun of him. I have no idea who he is. But this is, I'm just telling you guys, as I saw that, it almost made me cry. I thought we have reached a point to where we're willing to, that is more important then anyway, but the point being, guys, is we identify as this. I'm perfect physically. I'm the smartest. I'm the this. And I want to tell you something. I want to identify as his son. And I want him to say these words. I'm well pleased. Amen. Come on in. Come on in. That's what I want to identify as. And that's probably not going to make everybody happy. But you know what? If you make him happy, everybody else just had to get with the program, okay? So he explained to them, things aren't like you think. And how many of you think you've got this entire thing completely figured out? You know everything about God. You got it. We know we've got every theology. We've got everything just right. And if you do, that means you're a little bit bigger than God and you have become your God. So you need to look in the mirror and think about that. The third point. Oh, I didn't want to hit that. I use these words, that's above your pay grade. What he's talking about right there is above your pay grade. And when he says, I am the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and again, guys, he says that when Moses comes to sees the burning bush, and it scares Moses. And I want to tell you something. He is the God of gods. Another word for God is the God of angel armies. Okay, when it says the Lord of hosts, it's talking about the God of angel armies. And I want to tell you something. He ain't playing. He loves us, but he is the God of gods. Okay, and the Lord of lords. And so what's this? The next, last point is the one that if we're not careful, we might spend a little time on. So the Pharisees learned that he had silenced the Sadducees. They gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, and boy, this is a place I could throw in two lawyer jokes, but I just won't. Ask him a question, testing him, saying, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law? And I want you to think about this, guys. This was a point where Jesus could have really ripped on some of y'all's favorites. Thou shalt not whatever. Wouldn't that have been a great time for him to do that? And set me straight on some of my stuff? Okay. So what's this? Jesus said to them, now he is quoting scripture. Okay. Let's see. He's going to be both in Deuteronomy and Leviticus. But with the first one, he says this. Jesus says to him, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That's in Deuteronomy. Now, I want you to think about that. That does not mean that you're not going to leave here in a little while and go cook you some lunch because you're so focused on, you know, but, you know, I can't do that because I love the Lord. I've got to spend my time. No, listen. It's a talking about priorities. What are your priorities? And your priorities, and I want to tell you, our nature is for ourselves to be God. And he says, move God to God and put yourself under God, to your priority. And don't get me wrong, take care of yourself, you know, all those things I'm supposed to say. But watch this, guys. With all your soul, with all your mind, and when you do that, when it's first, because here's the deal. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think, Lord, what would you have me do in this situation? And I've read the Bible, but that don't mean that I don't have to take time and meditate and say, Lord, this is tricky. Does that make sense? What should I do in this situation? And he literally says these words. And when I was in Turkey in 1978, I painted it on a can in the craft area. And I just put these, I said, seek ye first. And I put it up over my deal so I could see it. Because it says, seek ye first. And I'll seek the first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added to you. And I want to tell you, that is a very important scripture. And you say, well, what's the kingdom of God? Is you being his son, you being his daughter, you walk in obedience to him, and he will show you the stuff to do. But as you seek him, those things will become evident. Does that make sense? So focus, priority on him. And when we do that, that's the first and greatest commandment. That's the most important. And it's not whether you mow your lawn on Sunday or not, okay? Because some people would say, well, y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. It says Sabbath rest, and you know, seriously, take a day off some once in a while, okay? But watch this. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, guys, I want you guys to hear this. Think of it. Out of everything he could have said, he said, love me first and love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. And guys, I want to tell you, I love myself. I irritate myself greatly. I irritate me more than you irritate me. No, I'm dead serious. I've come from a long line of naval diggers, and you know, always looking for, I mean, it's just, it's irritating, okay? But the point is that he literally said, these are the most important things, and he did not say, getting each other straight, or, you know, what he said was loving them as yourself. And after studying this, I spent some time thinking about how that looks for me. I can't say how it looks for you. I'm serious. You're inside of you. I have some friends who I'll ask permission to do something and they say, you be you, okay? And I get that. I get that you be you, okay? But that doesn't mean outside of the kingdom, okay? What that means is that you have in the military or in a plant or in a mission, everybody's gonna have a different job. Your job may be totally different than me. But the point is, when I went into ministry, I wanted to be like so-and-so. I wanted to be like so-and-so. And I tried to be like so-and-so. And you know what I ended up doing? I ended up literally being exactly like David before he went for Goliath, and he's got that armor on and he's holding it. It's like, this ain't gonna work for me. I don't know. What? God, are you sure? But he's the king, and he's smarter than me, and he's, you know, it's worked for him, and you know, he's got a nice car. But anyway, but the point being is this. God had to show me how I fought my giants. Does that make sense? For what he's put in front of me. And we have a very interesting little thing here that we hadn't talked about in a long time. It's called the gas station ministry. And yesterday, I prayed all over North Arkansas with different people. Handed out videos. The Johnny Was a Criminal video provided by Skywatch. Handed out probably 25 of them. Prayed with people from Texas. Prayed with people from Little Rock. Prayed with people, people traveling. And I want to tell you guys, a lot of people probably can't do that. that may be weird to you. But guess what? It's the most natural thing in the world to me. And because God's called me to it. That's not all I do, but it's something that, because I ride a bike, I see people on motorcycles, and I go talk to them and pray with them. And anyway, so, but the point being is this, guys. Love your neighbor as yourself. And this last little bit of this is wearing me out. And I say that every week. So on these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets. Now, I want you to think about this. And I'm going to break this down for you the way it makes sense to me. Okay? Because I looked up the word in Greek. It's homo. Okay? I probably said it wrong. But watch this. It means, literally, if we get these right, the rest of it's going to take care of itself. Don't mean we won't make mistakes around the edges. Anybody here ever made a mistake? One or two, maybe. But here's the deal. It literally, when we get these two things straight, naturally we will fall into the rhythm of doing God's will. Does that make sense? And that don't mean we don't fail and come short of the glory of God. Absolutely. I mean, we know that's true. But here's the deal. When I was studying this and praying about this, I was taken back to Paul. So Paul, at this point in his life, his name is Saul. And he is wearing out the New Testament church. He is arresting them, bringing them in. He's watching the clothes, if I remember right, while they're stoning. Who were they stoning? Stephen, yeah. He's watching their garments. They took off their outer garments. And he's a part of all that, in other words. So, and he is going to fill out, do this duty. He's going. He's the religious zealot. He's studied. He know they're in error. They're in this, and we've got to take care of this. And he's out there on the way, and he has knocked off his donkey. And this is what the voice from heaven says. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Now I want you to think about this. Jesus, the Savior, was in heaven. And what he is saying is as you are persecuting my church, as you are being ugly to my church, you are persecuting me. That's why it's called the body of Christ. Does that make sense? With him being the head, the body of Christ. And when I'm mean to you, I'm being mean to the body of Christ, whether it's the keyboard commando or whether it's in person or whatever. And that doesn't mean that we don't hold each other accountable, that we don't love one another, that we don't. But here's the deal, guys. Think about it. Anything that's not done in love is done in something else. And he literally, Jesus is saying that. And Saul says, who are you? He says, I'm Jesus. And he was persecuting him by persecuting his body. So guys, that goes right back to the scripture. That we love him first, and that we love him enough to love one another as we love ourselves, as much as we love. And this whole kingdom hangs on those two things. That's what he says. So here's the question. Are we going to be tangled with politics? Are we going to be wrapped up in religion, okay, about knowing the scriptures, the power of God? Or are we going to seek him first and love others as ourselves? And that's what he's called us to do. And nobody in this room or nobody watching, it's not going to be perfect. None of us do this perfect. If you wanted me to every once in a while we'll be on scene or something, and we have little coloring books and whatever, and I'm, you know, everybody loves a papaw, And if there's a kid there, a lot of times I'll get them and I'll color with them while they're dealing with the other stuff not so pleasant. Does that make sense? And not one time have I colored one of them perfect. I mean, I'm a fairly good colorer, just so that you know. Okay. But not one time have I done that perfect. But guess what? That person I'm coloring with, they really, really appreciate that. Does that make sense? That I'm helping them, that I'm loving them while they're going through this hard time. And I want to tell you, we're not going to do these two scriptures perfectly. My focus gets off, your focus gets off. But the point is this, guys. Let's seek his kingdom first and let all these other things be added to us. And literally love him with everything we got. Let him be first. And then love our brothers and sisters as we walk through this life. And as we do that, the rest of it's going to work itself out. Father, thank you so much, Lord, for your word, because you shine a light, Lord, on those dark places. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would do and be through us, with us today, God. And help those, Lord, that are crying out to you this day, Lord, to find focus with you and in your kingdom, God. Because, Lord, that's what makes a difference. It helps our health. It fixes our health. It fixes our mind. Many times it fixes our finances, Father, and it gives us the purpose that we were designed for, God. Time with our dad. So, Father, thank you for this group. We seek you first today. Help us be the men and women you've called us to be. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless you and keep you. Let his light shine on you and give you peace.